Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
It's Friday, people. Yay. We love a Friday show. Friday. Hello, MG. Yeah. Hello, Tash. Hello, Kat.
Hello.
Here we
Hello.
Go. Morning, what all. A way to finish the week. Mighty Sheargold, Titus O'Reilly, dad jokes, loads of money to give away, $600 on What the F, and $600 right now. Right
Makita
here
presents
on this.
Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Mick and MG's Humdinger.
Let's check in with Tristan. How are you, Tristan?
Yeah, good. How are yous?
Yeah, good. Awesome. Well, have you heard my humming recently?
Oh, I have. Wonderful.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing, because here we go. There's $600 on the line. Imagine that in your skyrocket for the weekend. You could have an absolute cracker. What would you do?
Yeah. Definitely go down to local, have a few trips, see more Frockmans.
All right, and you'll be able to shout your mates a couple too. Here we go, Tristan, listen up.
Come on.
Okay. Ha! Oh, there it is.
Nailed it.
Wrapped up with a big bow for you. Have a crack, Tristan. What do you think?
Oh,
jeez.
I was listening on Monday. I think I had a better chance then, but shit.
Yeah, it's close.
I reckon you are. I'm going to have to ask for some kind of response from you. Name a song, any song. Here you go.
Yeah.
You want to phone a friend?
Take on me. I know it's wrong, but.
Take on me from AHA.
You're not going to believe this, but you're dead wrong, Tristan. Sorry, can't help you. That jackpot's to 800. I can't believe
bucks.
It. I think this is one of our easiest runs ever. Tristan, you get a Mick and MG in the morning bum bag. You can still take that down the pub and show off to your mates.
Yeah, of course.
I definitely will.
Thanks for playing, Tristan. Well, Monday. It's hotting up again.
Yeah, if you think you know what that is, head to the win page, triplem.com.au. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Checking the latest online.
No, 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 no.
It's Mick Talk.
Scouring the platforms, what's making news out there? Whenever we muck around down the shallow end of the pool, I always like to get Natasha Belling involved. Natasha, what have you brought to the table this morning?
Well, we all know about cruises, but this is a cruise with a difference. It is a nude cruise.
Hello.
A nude cruise.
Good Lord.
2,000 people are on this cruise, and there's only one rule that they have to follow, and that
What's
is
that?
No photography.
Oh, I thought there'd be a lot more rules than that. What about no touching?
What about no doing... King of the world! off the front of the boat.
Yeah.
That could take someone's eye out. That could.
Imagine seeing Captain Stubby with no gear on.
Oh.
Just his long white socks and his shoes. That's all. Now, I'm still trying to work out who wants to go on a cruise anyway. Basically, it's a floating Petri dish. It is.
Yeah,
there's that many things that can go wrong.
No cruise.
I think there was an outbreak of cholera on a cruise recently, wasn't there? As we know, when they pull into port, everyone gets COVID.
Yep.
Now you're all walking around in the nutty.
I do not want to go to that buffet. Ever.
Oh, yuck.
Come on, mate.
Put that away. I'm trying to have some sausage.
Do you want to know more about what the cruise is called? It's run out
no,
of Texas.
No, not really.
Oh.
No, all right. Well, if you must.
It's
what
called
is it?
Bare Necessities Tour and Travel.
Oh,
but
wow.
It is said an anonymous man has posted online that it costs around $2,500 per person. And he said it was awesome, but he said it's not a swingers cruise or a sex positive environment, but it was a crab with a lot of nudist experience.
What does
and
that mean?
Also, here's my point. Most people who go on cruises are about 80 years old.
Yeah.
Is that is that what you want to see? Like the low-hanging fruit clacking away on the Lido deck?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Go for it. It doesn't hurt anyone.
Hey, George, get your cags out of my soup.
Oh,
Poor George.
He couldn't feel.
Excuse me, there's a pubic hair in my soup.
Oh.
And that's... who was it?
Oh.
And what about Martha?
I would prefer the ice cream at Coogee Bay Hotel.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
You know what? Go for it. They've retired, most of them. They love cruises. They're not hurting anyone. Go for 2,000 it.
2,000 people getting around in the nutty.
Yeah.
On a ship. That's... I don't know if that's...
It's very hard not to be a swinger if it's nude. I mean, that's kind of, you know, if you've seen someone nude who's walking towards you.
Yeah, there'd be some low-hanging buzzies. there'd be a lot of women getting around with that National Geographic look. 80 years plus. It's just...
I'm saying I could see both of you guys doing this when you're in a couple of years in your 80s. Hey. You'll be signing up.
Wow. I'd do it. I'd do it as a... when I was older, when I didn't have any worry about anything, I'd go on there.
See?
Bloody hell.
I'd give the poop deck a miss.
Oh.
I don't know what to say. All right, if anyone wants to sign up for that, what about the cruise that... Oh, no, I don't even have time for this.
No, please say it.
No, I'm over it.